I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney podcast. Every week, I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney podcast, the happiest plate on earth.
Welcome one and all to yet another edition of the Disney List. Happy New Year. Kristen, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
That's awesome. I love it. Gang, we have got an awesome show for you tonight. Our first day back on the scene. Kristen, what's our topic?
We are ranking the most powerful Disney princesses.
I love it. Gang, don't forget, our show is brought to you by our good friends at Shure Microphones. Check out the Shure MV7 microphone bundle. And thanks to Shure for sponsoring this episode. The MV7 is a dynamic microphone with both USB and XLR outputs for use with computers and professional interfaces alike. You can connect your mic to the USB, or you can have additional setup features with the brand new Shure Motiv app. Check them out. It's in our show notes. The MV7 podcast microphone from our friends at Shure. That's SHURE.com. Also, Gator Frameworks. They've got tons of great studio furniture for your office or for your studio. If you're creating content, you're podcasting, if you're a musician that likes to mix, do all kinds of stuff there. And they've got desks for you too, which is awesome. Stands and ring lights for content creators alike. Check them out on our link for GatorFrameworks.com. Also, don't forget to check our affiliate links for Amazon and Kingdom Strollers as well. Check them out at KingdomStrollers.com.
The following is a production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
An imagination, huh?
Are you guys ready?
Are you ready?
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Disney List. The Disney List. Disney fans Kristen Hetzel and Al John Go bring you top 10 lists from the Disney parks, films, Star Wars, Marvel, news, travel tips, and more. Now prepare yourself for the Disney List.
Oh boy. Every time I hear Mickey say, oh boy, you know what I think of?
What?
I think about Quantum Leap and Sam Beckett. Oh boy.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
That's been a few years.
Yeah, it's been a few years. You know, they have the reboot. I heard it's pretty good, but, you know, whatevs. It's Al John and Kristen. I'm Al John. It's been a while since we've done the show. I am a lifelong Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fan.
And I am Kristen, a Disney, a foodie, park enthusiast, and travel expert.
Nice.
I had to think about that for a second.
Well, I tell you, we've got a great show for you. As Kristen said, we've got the most powerful Disney princesses ranked. This list might shock you. So it's a pretty, pretty awesome list. So that's going to happen later on in the show. But, you know, before we talk about that, we also have an awesome Disney travel deal for you. That includes the Disney card, the food card. What do we call that thing?
Disney dining card.
Disney dining card. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome. We're going to talk about that later on too. So stay tuned for that. But before we get started, Kristen, it's the new year. It's a new show. And you just started getting things, you know, cracking once again for Dining at Disney and the Dining at Disney podcast. So why don't you tell everybody about the show that you've got on your other show, your other podcast?
Trying to remember what we talked about this week.
We talked about all the new food and beverage changes coming to the Disney parks this week, as well as a preview of the, what was it, the preview of the food and wine? Or the
No, because the Festival of the Arts,
the Festival of the Arts.
Foodie guide, of course, came out just hours later. Like they always do. We're done with the show. It's the next morning. And here you go.
You do that all the time. It's so strange. But anyway, check out diningatdisney.com. Of course, we have the brand new Skull Rock podcast that's happening. And with me and Dave Bossert, from formerly of Disney, Disney creative director, author, filmmaker, artist extraordinaire. And we had an awesome year last year with all these guests, and we're going to continue to do that. So when you hear the podcast version of this, you know, we record every Sunday night on YouTube. So thank you for joining us in the chat. But we've got some awesome artists and things lined up for this year. So be sure, if you haven't done so, like us on our different podcasts as well, Dining at Disney and Skull Rock Podcast, respectively, as well as the Disney List, of course. If you're just tuning in, that'd be awesome. Well, because we broadcast live on Facebook every week, you know, this is a new season, a new year for us. So be sure to check us out on Facebook and click that bell for notification. And we usually have that little bell. Mike Cassidy's here, and good evening. And then our big producer, Lindsay Marie, thank you so much. Happy New Year to you and the little one. And yeah, I mean, that's great. Did you hear the news about Jeremy Renner? We hadn't even talked about. We talked about him briefly on Dining at Disney.
Yes, we did.
So one of the big news bits that came out was how Jeremy Renner, who played Hawkeye, or who plays Hawkeye in the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, was saving some people in his neighborhood from being buried underneath the snow. And his snow plow ran over him, crushing his internal organs, or is he got run over?
That was his leg.
His leg. They said that he was in critical condition for a while, but now he's toughing his way out of it. So that was one of the big news stories that happened. And he just seems like a down-to-earth kind of guy, Jeremy.
I would agree.
You know, so get well soon, Jeremy Renner. We also celebrated 100 years of Stan Lee, and I can tell you that Stan the man, Lee, was awesome when I had met him. It was maybe about 5-6 years ago when I met him, but he passed away in 2018, and he was born in December 28th in Manhattan. And the great thing about Stan is that he, this year, or last year, celebrated 100 years of Stan Lee. And they're celebrating on Disney Plus with a documentary about Stan. And I cannot wait for this documentary. It's going to be awesome. So looking forward to that. And that's a great announcement from Disney and Marvel that they're giving him that type of respect as a creator and a writer and a genius, Disney legend Stan Lee. So I'm excited about that. What other news stories had kind of happened? Because this is like the slowest time for Disney going on right now.
Yeah, it's like refurbishment time.
Refurbishment time. It's time for Bob Iger to kind of set things up for the future and all this other cool stuff. Are you excited about any films this coming year?
What is coming out this year?
So I was just talking to you about some of the stuff that we're excited about. Now, this doesn't happen this year, but I am excited. I am so excited about Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yes.
You know, it's going to be really neat. But they do have a bunch of cool things. So let's start first with some films. Now, the live-action Little Mermaid will be coming out May 26th of 2023. Elemental from Disney Pixar is coming out June 16th, which is going to be interesting. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Then you have Kristen.
That comes out on Mom's birthday. Uh-huh. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
You still haven't seen any Indiana Jones movies.
I have
movies.
Not.
Right.
Oh, this is what I'm looking forward to right here. The Haunted Mansion coming out on August 11th.
Okay. So you want to talk about the info on this one?
I'm having problems reading because my eyes are
you
really
wearing,
dry.
Oh, you're
I've
not
got my
contacts.
I do have them in. I just can't read well today.
Okay. Well, apparently it's produced by Scarlett Johansson. But this film is a revamped Haunted Mansion. It's got Winona Ryder from Stranger Things, of course. Jared Leto from Morbius. Jamie Lee Curtis from the Halloween movies. Rosario Dawson from Star Wars. Lakeith Stanfield, Owen Wilson, Danny DeVito are all starring. So
I'm going to guess that Owen Wilson and Danny DeVito are hitchhiking ghosts.
I think that's a pretty good.
That would seem to fit them.
Who do you think is going to be?
What is Jared Leto going to be doing? Is he the hat box ghost?
He could be the hat box ghost. Or
I almost said hatch box.
He could be the hatch chili. But I wonder if he's going to be the ghost host. That'd be kind of cool.
It'll be interesting.
Let's speculate. How about Winona Ryder? Who between Winona Ryder, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Rosario Dawson, which ones could they play?
Well, Jamie Lee Curtis is going to be, I think, Madame Leota. Right?
Oh, that makes sense. Who's going to be the bride?
I could see Winona Ryder.
That's cool. I'd be down with that. So here we have a brand new film, Wish, comes out November 22nd of 2023, which will be a new princess. Since we're talking about Disney princesses, Asha, voiced by Ariana DeBose, will be the brand new Disney princess going to be represented in here. And this is going to be hand-drawn style with CGI, so it's going to be a combination movie. The art style combines watercolor, hand-drawn animation, and CGI. So
nice.
It looks really cool. And then also, Peter Pan and Wendy is supposed to be coming out as well. And we're big fans of Pirates of the Caribbean and Peter Pan. So it's going to be neat to see, I guess, a fresh take.
What Marvel movies are coming out?
Well, let's see. Marvel movies. Hold on a second. See, I'm losing my cred here because
you weren't prepared for that.
Wasn't prepared other than Guardians of the Galaxy that's coming out. So so the list of Marvel movies coming out is going to be, let's see, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
So that's going to be the first.
In February. Then Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, May 5th. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which is Marvel and Sony, is coming out June 2nd, which is going to be the sequel to the animated adventure. Then July 28th is The Marvels, so you're going to see Captain Marvel and Miss Marvel and Photon. They're all going to be there. And then Kraven the Hunter, which is supposed to be one of the Spider-Man villains. If you don't know Kraven the Hunter, that is by Sony. That's going to be coming out October 6th. So
I don't like that there's not anything coming out in November. What's wrong with them this time?
Yeah. I think they have Disney Plus series too. I mean, they've got some Disney Plus coming out.
Lots of interesting movies.
Yeah, Marvel, Disney Plus 2023, because I think they have a bunch of content.
Isn't Loki supposed to be coming?
They are. They had some interesting things that they were going to kind of put together in 2023, but I think they scaled back some of the content for Marvel shows because they wanted to concentrate on
movies,
other things, movies and things. So Secret Invasion is supposed to be coming out. They have Ironheart, which is a spinoff from Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, which, by the way, is going to be coming to streaming first of next month. And then Echo, which is part of the whole Hawkeye, Daredevil, you know, grounded MCU there in New York. And then apparently there's going to be, Loki Season 2? I don't know. They don't have a note regarding that. I think they pushed back Agatha Harkness's
That's what I thought I had heard too, that was being pushed back.
So they may have pushed some of these stuff back.
I hope they don't push Loki back. I'm ready for another season of Loki.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be fun. Lindsay in the chat says, hope the new Haunted Mansion is better than the other one.
It's gotta
be.
We don't talk about that.
So anyway, good stuff here. So before we get into that, let's rock on with this brand new awesome travel deal. And I'm excited about this because people have been asking you, Kristen, because you are a Disney vacation planner, Disney foodie, about the Disney dining plan returning. So what's the deal here?
So the Disney dining plan has not returned, but they are doing a promotion with the Disney dining promo card. And this is set up that depending on the number of nights, of course, depends on how much you're going to get. This is going to be per room. It's for non-discounted, minimum of 5-night, 4-day vacation package. So you can do more nights. The amounts are going to be, if you are in a deluxe resort or a deluxe villa, either $125 or $150 per night. If you're staying at a moderate, it's going to be $75 or $100 per night. And for the value resorts, either $35 or $50 per night. It's going to depend on when you go. For the higher amount, that's going to be good for most nights July 1st through the 10th, as well as most nights August 1st through September 14th. Interesting that July 4th is included in that date.
Wow. Okay.
I'm guessing they're not expecting the big July 4th this year.
I think that's they may have had that overlooked.
The lower amount is going to be good for most nights June 25th through June 30th, as well as most nights July 11th through July 31st. Very interesting.
I like it. So in order to take advantage of this deal, save time, save money, as well as a consideration, booking Universal or any cruise line, including Disney Cruise Line, Carnival, Norwegian, what have you, Princess, whatever cruise you want to go on, Royal Caribbean. Where can people email you, Kristen?
At themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
It's time for yet another Disney List. And this week on the Disney List, it's the most powerful Disney princesses ranked. And can I tell you that this list is probably going to raise eyebrows across the Disney fandom that listen to our show, which is a lot. What makes a Disney princess?
It's what Disney says.
Whatever Disney says, right?
Yes. Can I say who is eliminated from this list?
Well, hold on a second. There's a couple different resources we used to put this list together, because there is apparently an official list, but the list, while it grows year after year, it kind of is at the mercy of Disney Consumer Products. It's a franchise in and of itself, which they have their own website, just so everyone knows. So the Disney Princesses website is there at princess.disney.com. That's the official website for it. And they have 12 princesses listed currently. However, there are actually more than that. And the official princess list, Kristen, can you read this list? I know you don't have your contacts on, but can you read that list?
Yes, it is Snow White, Cinderella, Aurora, Ariel, Belle, Jasmine, Pocahontas, Mulan, Tiana, Rapunzel, Merida, Moana, and Raya.
So they have 13 official princesses, and it has, I guess, what makes them is that they have, what is it? They have the title of princess. They've been certified as official Disney princesses.
By Disney. Really, that's all it really comes down to. This is who Disney says are princess.
And apparently there used to be a requirements to be a Disney princess. However, they're playing fast and loose with some of these. So what you want to go over some of the official list, but there are former former people as well.
Oh, I was just going to go over the list that I have of ones.
Okay.
Okay. So Elsa and Anna are not on this list because they are now queens.
And they also have their own franchise, the Frozen franchise, which is treated as one franchise.
Kida from Atlantis.
Right.
Is not on the list.
And why is that?
I think it's because she's too old. They're like, she's not going to sell anything. She hasn't sold anything. So,
they haven't ever marketed her either, to be quite honest.
No.
But yeah, but that's the whole situation there. It's kind of crazy. She would be, and how old is she? She's 8,000 years old, Kida. And she and Milo are one of the rare Disney couples that never kiss on screen. How about that?
Crazy. Also, this Meg, who at one point was listed as a princess, is no longer.
Yes.
From Hercules.
Yes.
Also missing from this list is Elena of Avalor and Sophia the First.
Which I think they were actually coronated at the Disney parks.
As well as Vanellope von Schweetz. And if you're saying she's not a princess, oh, yes, she is. At the end of the movie, when King Candy's gone, she becomes a princess.
That's true.
She just says, she says to Ralph, like, does this princess just look like me? I don't think so.
Guess who else was considered Disney princesses? Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell was.
Tinkerbell was initially part of the Disney Princess line launch, but then she moved on into the fairy franchise. So they branched her off.
Oh, Esmeralda.
Esmeralda. Actually, they made a doll with Esmeralda when they kicked off, and she is no longer considered one. And Jane Porter was also considered a princess at one point, but they removed her because she had a yellow dress. And who else has a yellow dress?
Belle.
They wanted to remove her because of confusion with Belle. Isn't that crazy when you think about it?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's some crazy stuff. So, honestly, I feel that you could make exceptions for some of these princesses. Like, I think Kida should be on the list. I also believe that the girls from Frozen, the women of Frozen, should probably be on the list, consideration. But because it's hard, you know, one of the most powerful female characters or characters in any Disney franchise, really, outside of Hercules, is probably Elsa. She's so powerful. She can make snow people and snow yetis and freeze people and throw ice daggers to people and all that stuff. I mean, she's deadly.
She
could freeze the ocean. She could walk on water. She could do a lot of stuff. She can jump. She can run. And she can propel herself like Iceman from the X-Men franchise. It's insane. And there are also some other Disney princesses here that were excluded. And it's kind of crazy how they have kind of excluded them because of lack of commercial success or what have you. But it says Jane Porter has appeared in several Disney Princess magazines and was dropped from the roster around 2005 along with Esmeralda and Tinkerbell, although she disappeared from the media somewhat in 2002. And that's insane. And then they occasionally have Esmeralda listed as a princess as well. You know who else is listed as a princess adjacent? She's in all the parties now, but she's not considered a princess. You know who they put there now?
I'm thinking, hold on, Mirabelle.
Yeah, Mirabelle from Encanto. But apparently she kind of bobs in and out. Yeah.
That's because she's current and who doesn't like Encanto's music?
This is true. Now, they do say the honorary princesses are Elsa, Anna, Elena of Avalor, which we haven't mentioned.
I mentioned her.
Oh, yeah, you did mention her? Okay. So Elena of Avalor is a Latina princess that was coronated at the park several years back, and they have tons of merch with her. They still, even though the show has been canceled for a couple years now, they still have a lot of Elena merch. You know,
Little girls like Elena.
Our little girl likes Elena a lot, and she's great. She's also very powerful with her staff. And there are some other things like Aloni, right? Did I say that right?
I don't know. I haven't seen that movie it's been a while. So long. So
from the Black Cauldron is a princess. She is a princess. So that would be one. Meg from Hercules.
I did mention Meg.
You did mention that. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of.
Ada. Ada, right? Isn't that her name? The bug. Bug's Life.
From A Bug's Life.
Right? Ada? Yes. Isn't that it?
Yes. You see, another thing that they have to be is in human form.
Yes.
Apparently. Or human-like, like Ariel, right? And then also Giselle from Enchanted.
Oh, yes.
Right? So there's a lot of... and then Princess Sophia, you mentioned from Sophia the First.
All I can say is Giselle made the better choice by choosing Patrick Dempsey over Cyclops.
Cyclops.
What's his name? Me. What's that actor's name?
I can't remember his name. I'm so bad. I'm bad.
Oh, it's like right on the tip of my tongue too.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Make me click
hold
and
on.
Find out.
No, I'll find out.
So anyway, so if you're in the chat and you're watching our show, yeah, it's pretty random, but we do have an awesome list. So check out this list that we have for you today. And I think we should go ahead and start with ranked.
James Marsden.
That's right. Cyclops. That's his name. So let's go with the first. And I'm going to put this over here so we could actually read it. Where did it go? There it is. So who is kicking off our list at the bottom?
So this 13? Is the weakest. We're starting there.
We're starting there.
Aurora.
Yeah. So she has the distinction of being a princess with the least amount of screen time. And singing more of her lines than speaking them. She has the purest pedigree of any Disney princess, being the first and only child of King Stefan. She presumably has a happy marriage off screen with Prince Philip and the firstborn son, heir of a king, King Hubert. Mm. So now we knew that because it's funny. She has the least amount of screen time, but it's true. It's true. Next,
because it's really about Maleficent.
True. Next up, number 12 would be
Ariel.
Okay. When we were doing research about this show, I thought it was hilarious that Ariel scored so high in some people's list. And it's because of this theory from the TV show that she apparently her kingdom is in between Denmark and
Norway,
and she can swim up to, you know, at minimum 30 miles an hour, but she maybe could swim even faster. That's in her mermaid form, and she's really fast in the water. But
again, that's the TV show.
Right. You know, they tend to stick to the what is in the movies. So
the original movie.
Right. So that she is 16 years old in the first film and presumably in her late 20s in the sequel. Ariel's title of princess comes from her father, King Triton, a title she shares with six older sisters. She acquires the title of princess consort through her marriage to Prince Eric, although it's unclear if he's a prince regent or a son of a king or both. So there you have it with Ariel. Ariel. All right. Number 11.
That would be Snow White. Fairest of them all.
Now notice that a lot of these princesses don't really have powers right now or the types of warrior type skills in terms of power. Because, I mean, these are the powerful princesses. One could say that Snow White might have the power to summon animals and talk to animals. What do you think?
Sing to animals.
What do you think about that?
Okay, so, well, really, the only good that they do for her is help her clean. I mean.
That's a pretty awesome power. I think you should have that power.
I don't know. I don't know that the animals keep up to my cleaning standards.
Snow White has the honor of being the first princess in the Disney animated features, paving the way for subsequent princesses. That's back in 1937. Her true love is the prince, Nameless, who's able to wake her from her eternal sleep with love's first kiss. At 14, she was the youngest of the official Disney princesses. 14, wowzers. Wowzers. All I got to say about that. Next up is...
Cinderella.
So Cinderella is the first Disney princess to have siblings and is 19 in the film, supposedly. She is the first Disney princess who married into royalty. She marries Prince Charming. So what would you say her secret power is? Does she have any powers?
She has a fairy godmother. Does that count?
Yeah, I guess so. I would say. I guess you could say that Aurora also has some adjacent powers, too, because of the company she keeps, right?
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. Not sure. Well, how about this one? This is one of our favorite princesses of all time.
Tiana.
Mm-hmm. She is the third to be married into her title. She was born a commoner. But she becomes a princess through her marriage to Prince Naveen, the eldest son and heir apparent of King of Maldonia. She's the first modern princess, even though she lives in the 1920s and in New Orleans. And there you have it. I like it. You gotta love it. Princess Tiana.
Oh, and she gets to eat good food.
She is an amazing cook. And she has strong will. She's very strong-willed. She's got perseverance. So there you go. She has great work ethic. So those are some of her superpowers. Speaking of, but that said, she's not a trained combatant. Apparently, from our research, this next princess has got super strength. What say you, Kristen, about her?
It would be my favorite Disney princess, Belle.
So Belle is the fifth Disney princess and female protagonist of Beauty and the Beast. And Paige O'Hara provides a singing voice for Belle in all the films and made to a direct DVD or video home releases, if you will,
and from France. And she is supposed to be 17.
Mm-hmm. And she marries the prince...
Okay.
They mention here Prince Adam, but they never really say his name.
You know who Prince Adam is? That is He-Man.
Prince He-Man. Wrong franchise. But here's the funny thing. Here's the funny thing about...
Who knows? Maybe secretly he is He-Man, and we just don't know it.
We just don't know it. It's true.
He lives a double life.
But here's the funny thing. So when we're researching this power listing, not only is Belle super intelligent, smart, quick-witted, and somewhat agile. You know, she's somewhat agile. She almost gets eaten by a pack of wolves, but let's kind of take that back.
I would give her brave. I mean, she's
brave.
Yeah.
She is brave because
brave
not only
and courageous.
She's brave and courageous. She rescues her dad, for one, and basically saves everybody in the castle, including the beast, from just remaining to be, you know, objects and a beast, right? She kind of fends. I mean, she's very independent. But, you know, in the very end of the film, they mentioned this in one video, which is, I thought, hilarious that they'd mentioned that because I always thought it was strange. But when Gaston falls and plummets and the beast...
And he almost takes the beast with him.
He almost takes the beast down with him. So Gaston has fallen off from the castle balcony.
And the beast is like, the beast is almost
in a free fall, getting ready to fall. And what does Belle do? Grabs onto beast I don't know if she grabs on to his shirt, his frilly Fabio shirt.
Yes.
His Fabio shirt. He holds on to the Fabio shirt, right? How much do you think Beast weighs?
I'm going to guess he's got to weigh like close to 400.
Yeah, maybe 400. They say anywhere from 300 to 600 pounds the Beast weighs.
Yeah.
Right? She's holding him from falling off the castle. Do you think that's a product of...
She pulls him up onto the platform.
Yeah. So is that adrenaline coming from Belle, or is it just because Belle is stacked? She's stacked
maybe
like a pro wrestler. She's stacked like the Glamazon, right?
I mean,
it's like Phoenix kind of strength here. What do you think?
We don't know.
We don't know.
Maybe secretly she's She-Ra.
Oh, wow. Well, that would be weird if that was Prince Adam and She-Ra. That is like not the connection you want. That's like a Princess Leia Luke Skywalker thing. That's no bueno. We don't want that. We don't want that kind of love connection. I'd save that for a different podcast. All right. That was an interesting thought because I always thought she was strong, but man, she's definitely strong. Yeah, almost forget about that. Speaking about strong females, here's one. Jasmine is next on the list.
Yes.
So now we're going from, you know, we go from the power builder, power lifter, Belle.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to someone who is quite adept at martial arts, or at least hand-to-hand combat, because she punches some guards square in the face and they get knocked out like Debo style from Friday. Princess Jasmine, of course, Linda Larkin is the voice of that, the star of the film. She is the first princess not to be the title character in the film. Of course, she's from Middle Eastern and South Asian descent being there. But I think her hand-to-hand combat skills are great. She's learned how to fight. And she, you don't necessarily take this into consideration, but she does have a friend and a big tiger, Raja.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty
awesome.
I want
a pet tiger.
You're like...
I mean, that's the coolest thing about Jasmine is that she's got Raja as her pet.
Yeah, she and the guy from The Walking Dead would have that in common because
Ezekiel.
They have Ezekiel, right, from the kingdom, because he's got a pet tiger. It's pretty neat.
I'd have a pet tiger.
But I think she's rough. She's very smart, obviously very intelligent, but she does have the tiger on her side. But her fighting skills definitely give her a little bit more of the edge over Belle, for sure. Talking about fighting princesses, here we also have one. Next.
Yes, this is Pocahontas, the first Disney princess to be based on a real person.
That's right. I love that. So here we go. Oh, and just a quick trivia note. Did you know that she has two people providing the voice? Right?
Really?
She's got her regular voice and then she's got...
Oh, yeah, somebody doing her singing voice?
Absolutely, which is very neat when you consider that. So I really dig that. So so you have the voice actor Irene Bedard and Junie Kuhn, who does the singing voice for her. Hmm. So pretty neat. Like that. At any rate. She is a warrior princess, the chieftain's daughter. And even though she was born the child of the chief, even though she's quote unquote not royalty, according to the respect of a princess and named that in the sequel, the Pocahontas movie, she's regarded as a Disney princess. Her eventual marriage to John Rolfe does not change the status of her or him. So that's pretty neat. Okay. Now we move into
our fighting princesses.
The fighting princess round. This is going to be interesting. Who's next on the list?
That would be Merida from Brave.
From the other studio. I love the princess scene in Wreck-It Ralph 2 because of that.
Oh, yeah.
That totally saves that movie, in my opinion. And seeing the fact that this is the first Disney Pixar princess instead of the first regular, you know, the the Disney princess is pretty neat, right? So, of course, she is...
I was going to say, her dad is King Fergus,
that's
and
right.
her mom is Queen Eleanor.
There you go. Perfect. And she has a superpower. She would like to take her own hand and shoot her bow and arrow for her hand.
Yes.
And she is an expert marksperson. So she's an archer of incredible skill.
And a swordsman.
And a swordsman, yeah.
She can hunt.
Mm-hmm.
She shows that when she's like teaching her mom as a bear how to catch the salmon.
Yes. Yes. Merida is noteworthy for being the first princess to be a wholly original character, not based on a pre-existing character from a fairy tale or folk tale also. So kudos to Merida. She is one of our favorites as well, even though she's from the other studio. This is a new one for you. Raya is next on the list. Now, I love this film because it's fun, not only because it has Awkwafina, who pretty much steals the movie, but Raya is awesome. And so Raya is the proud guardian of the dragon gem. She holds alongside her beloved brother, Benya, the chief of the Heartlands. And she is a fighter. She is an adept warrior. She has sharp wit. She's very skilled with her sword. And so she is the third princess after Moana and Pocahontas to be the daughter of a chief, the third Asian princess after Jasmine and Mulan. And she is also not based on a pre-existing character. So she's a wholly original character. And I think she kicks butt. So she was born.
She's a beautifully drawn character.
The film is really well done. I enjoy it a lot. And I think it unfortunately has the distinction of being one of the Disney films to be released during the pandemic. And so I don't think, like Pixar's Soul, I don't think some of those films...
It's a longer movie, too.
Yeah. I just feel like it's never going to get its due because of the way it was released direct to Disney Plus. It's kind of forgotten. But it's very, very good. So I definitely suggest it.
I keep seeing it in bits and pieces because every time I'm trying to watch it, that's always when the kids decide to be a little crazy and I miss part of it.
Yeah. And she has a lot of sidekicks too. If you're talking about Raja being a sidekick, I mean, you've got the, you know, Awkwafina being the last dragon. You've got her, her armored beetle that she rolls around in. I mean, she probably has so many, you know, it's like Pocahontas. Pocahontas has a couple sidekicks, and then you have Raya, who's got a couple sidekicks as well. It's pretty neat, you know? I mean, honestly, if Jasmine could very well have other sidekicks too, but they're more Aladdin sidekicks than hers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Genie is not necessarily her sidekick.
No, they're Aladdin sidekicks.
They're Aladdin sidekick. Now she has her own sidekick. Okay. This is going to be where it goes crazy because this is like the A-tier list of princesses. That are not, by the way, if you're now tuning in, we have an entire reasoning and rationale behind our list. So this is going to be one of the top tier ones. And you would think on many people's lists, she would be number one. But who is next, number three?
It would be Mulan. See, I think most people are thinking in their mind like that Mulan, Raya, and Merida are the top three.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're this fighters. That was mine.
The top five is very difficult to, you know, it's very difficult to rank them.
That would be mine right there for sure. I think Mulan is definitely maybe one or two on my list if it wasn't for some other things that we're going to be talking about in our very, very controversial list. But Mulan, she is, of course, the title character for the film. She was also voiced by two people, Ming-Na Wen and Lea Salonga, the singing voice, and we love Ming-Na, which is awesome. Mulan today is the only Disney princess who does not hold the title of princess in one form or another because she earned the title of Imperial Council. Now, she eventually marries General Li Shang, who's also the head of the military at that point, but she gets treated as a princess in that regard because of
the emperor granting her the title. So she has the respect of the princess. So Mulan and Chang are the only non-royal Disney couple in the Disney princess franchise. How about that?
Very interesting.
But what makes her so high on the list, Kristen?
She has been trained to be an official warrior.
There you go.
Yeah, she's got all the skills for fighting.
Kung Fu. She's trained in the sword and in the arrow, bow and arrow. So Mulan, though, she didn't start off. She was very clumsy and klutzy the very beginning of the movie until she started taking Li Shang's fighting courses, I guess, core the training, if you will, where, you know, he made a man out of all of them, right? You know, one of the best songs ever, right? I'll make a man out of you.
Donny Chinese Osmond. Boot camp.
Chinese boot camp. So she goes through Chinese boot camp and becomes just an amazing legend, saving China from the Huns. So pretty neat, right? But one could make an argument that Raya might be a little bit stronger than Mulan because she grew up fighting versus Mulan, who just learned how to fight. But I guess the proof is in the pudding. She saved China.
True.
China. Let's go. Rapunzel. Whoa, Rapunzel? Powerful?
At number two?
Why do we say that?
She heals Flynn Rider.
She has the healing power. It's magic.
She can de-age people.
She has the ability of gaining power from the sun with her hair. It's crazy.
She is 19.
Mm-hmm. She's the only child of King Frederick and Queen Arianda of Corona, the son, of course. She eventually marries Eugene Flynn Rider, giving him the title of prince. Upon death or adaptation of her father, Rapunzel will become queen regent of Corona, while her husband will remain the prince. So that is pretty cool. And Mandy Moore's awesome. But her hair is the secret.
Her hair is very strong.
Her hair makes her almost impenetrable. And I say that until, of course, Flynn decides he's going to cut it off with a bit of a sharp mirror.
My thing is, considering all that she could do with her hair,
swing.
How was he able to cut her hair so easily? That's what never made sense.
Well, in the animated show, which is also very good, people can't cut her hair because people have tried taking an axe and cutting her hair and things. And she's supposed to have impenetrable hair, but he cut it. But even with her hair short, she still has the ability to heal people and to maybe bring people back to life or near death. And that's a huge superpower. You'd forget about that, wouldn't you? She's adept, she's agile, she's strong. With the hair, she's even more crazy powerful, like Medusa from the Inhumans. But there you go. Rapunzel, who would have known? I totally would have forgot about that. Did you not? Did you forget about her powers?
What do you mean about her hair?
About her hair powers? That she can use it and swing and craziness?
Well, yeah, but the thing that's crazy to me, like I said, is him being able to cut her hair.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make any sense. Yeah, and then she had the Jennifer Aniston cut after that. I know, right? She got the bob afterwards. All right. Now we come to probably the most powerful on this list of official Disney princesses. And once again, if you're just tuning in to the show on Sorcerer Radio, understand that Anna and Elsa are not on the list. And Elsa probably would have
been able
to beat everybody. But they're queens now. They have their own franchise to worry about being frozen. But who is number one, Kristen?
That would be Moana.
Moana. Why?
She can communicate in a sense with the water. And you have to be very strong and a good swimmer to be able to go out on that like little raft thing that she's got going on. And then when Maui like traps her in that cave and the way she climbs out of that is insane.
Yeah. She can roll boulders. She can She has the ability to hold her breath for a long period of time. She is the chosen one from the ocean, and the ocean gave her the heart of Tafiki and
but
all
see,
that
she
cool
does,
stuff.
Also, she says she is not a princess, even though Disney counts her as a princess.
This is true. She is the daughter of the chief.
Village chief.
She is the daughter of the chief. But once again, like Pocahontas, I mean, they granted her that title, which is cool.
Malto Nui.
I love it. I love it. So we love Moana. She's great. She's the ninth princess to be officially inducted into the franchise without a coronation. However, she's the first princess lately to be inducted with a franchise when it was already happening. She was the second princess after Merida who doesn't have a love interest, and the third CGI princess after Rapunzel and Merida. So Moana on the list. And once again, it's crazy who they've kind of omitted from this list. You know, Elsa and Anna because of their queen status. Elena of Avalor being some. And of course, you know, you've got, who else were we looking at? Oh, Vanellope. We didn't even talk about Vanellope and her glitching. You talked about her being a princess, but that's an awesome superpower.
Yeah, we said she was eliminated from the list.
She's eliminated from the list. She's not counted, you know. So anyway, so that was our list. I hope that you enjoyed it because it's a fun list. I don't know what else I can say about that. Lindsay says she wishes she had the power of water. And Elsa and Anna are queens. There you go. Gail says, Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Gail. Hope you enjoyed the show as much as we did. Don't forget to check out the Disney list on all of our social media, right? Facebook, click that bell for notifications every time we go live. We're on Facebook. Every week we go live every Sunday. We just don't know when because of the kids. Kind of made things crazy.
It may not be every Sunday anymore.
Okay.
Maybe.
Thanks. Thanks for that.
I'm just saying.
So we haven't even announced that yet. So, but we have a lot of really cool things. Oh, Jonathan. Hey, buddy. I'll go back and listen to the list. I caught the tail end. Well, there you go. Check out the tail end. The kids are getting big. Yes, they are.
Yes, they are. And they are getting
They're wearing us out, guys.
More than a handful. I need a clone of myself.
Hey, can you believe that this year, how long have we been podcasting, Kristen?
Since November of 2009.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
I'm tired.
We're tired. But we love you. Anyway. Don't forget to follow us on all social, like I said, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Please do that. Go to check out our website there at the Disney List. It'll take you straight to our podcast on Anchor. You can support our show if you'd like. We'd love you to. We'd love for you to subscribe to the show everywhere you get podcasts and leave us those 5-star reviews. Kristen, where can people find you?
At diningatdisney.com, and it's Dining at Disney on all your favorite social media platforms. You can also check out on Anchor, the Dining at Disney podcast that I co-host with Aljon, Kat, and Bubba.
Awesome. You can find me, Aljon Go, on Instagram. You can also check out another one of our sister shows, Skull Rock Podcast, with myself and Disney former creative director of special projects and author, award-winning author, animator Dave Bossert. We always talk to people in animation, film, and pop culture from Disney, people that make the films, directors, Don Hahn we've had on the show, John Musker, who happened to direct Moana, was on the show not too long ago as well. So please check that show out, Skull Rock Podcast. We would appreciate it. And thank you to Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com and you for checking out all of our links in the show notes. We do appreciate it. So, Happy New Year. I'm Aljon.
And I'm Kristen. And we'll see you real soon.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney, with your hosts, Aljon Go and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming up Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Al Jongo, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.